This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Raymond Tungakar. The Missouri legislature has adjourned for the year, but work will continue for members of the Senate Judiciary Committee. The panel will continue meeting until lawmakers return for their next regular session in January. Republican Senate President Pro Tem Tom Dempsey has charged the committee with working on a planned revision of the state's criminal laws. Dempsey has also asked members to review the organization of the state's judiciary and the public defender system. Lawmakers were pushing a rewrite of the state's criminal code that would add felony and misdemeanor classes, but that effort stalled as time ran out during the session that ended last Friday. The Judiciary Committee could also take up court costs, fees, and other surcharges in the months ahead. A popular attraction in Mark Twain's hometown is temporarily a dangerous place following a strong storm in Hannibal this week. Winds of up to 100 miles per hour on Monday damaged thousands of trees in the northeast Missouri community, including many at Riverview Park, the scenic park overlooking the Mississippi River. The Hannibal Courier-Post reports that up to 200 trees in the park were damaged and some needed to be taken down. Parks Director Andy Dorian says many trees are damaged up high and dangling. Barriers are up to keep people away until cleanup is complete, but Dorian says many people have gone in anyway. It isn't clear how long the park will be closed, but Dorian says cleanup could take a couple of months. Consumers may soon know more about where their meat comes from. That's because after much debate, the U.S. Department of Agriculture has changed its country of origin labeling, or COOL, provisions for muscle-cut meats. Harvest Public Media's Abby Fentress Swanson reports.
The USDA's amended COOL rule will require packers and retailers to include more information on labels on beef, pork, lamb, chicken, and goat meat, specifically where the animal was born, raised, and slaughtered. Currently, labels only require companies to include where the animal was born. Companies are also now barred from commingling cuts of meat from animals of different origins, which could make it easier to trace contaminated products. The USDA estimates these labeling changes could cost more than 7,000 companies up to $192 million. That's alarming to Colin Woodall of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association.
We are very concerned about the cost of implementation because anytime you have costs that are added to the processing, the packing, or the retail sector of our industry, it's typically not passed on to the consumer. That's typically passed back to the cattle producers.
But Roger Johnson of the National Farmers Union, which represents smaller farmers and ranchers across the country, supports the USDA's move.
We believe that consumers want to know where their meat comes from in particular, and that they have a right to know.
The USDA changed the rule because the World Trade Organization decided that current mandatory labeling requirements violate international trade law. Although the USDA's amended COOL rule is already in effect, it could be months before consumers see new labels in grocery stores. Abby Fentress Swanson, Harvest Public Media.
For KBIA News, I'm Raymond Tungakar.